Warwick Hadfield joins us now. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Warwick, who would have thunk it? The Leprechauns have won a game of cricket in the World Cup. Ireland has a longer and richer cricket history, in fact, than we might think.
In fact, you can go right back to 1969 when Ireland bowled out a West Indian side for 25. I'd have to say an understrength West Indian side. Gary Sober stayed in London and Clyde Walcott, the manager, was forced to play. And also in 1969, Ireland gave us a world first. The only Nobel laureate to have played first class cricket, a bloke by the name of Samuel Beckett. And the cricket connections to, the literary connections to cricket and Ireland continue. James Joyce wrote about cricket in A Portrait of an Artist of a Young Man, describing the sound of cricket bats as the pick, the pack, the pock, the pup, like drops of water in a fountain falling softly in the brimming bowl. And that brings us through to now, when Ed Joyce, who is a member of the cricketing version of the Cause, his brothers and sisters have played for England. He was for Ireland, sorry. He was one of the batsmen yesterday who scored the sufficient runs for the Irish to chase down the West Indies 304. Paul Sterling, the opener, 92. Niall O'Brien, 79, not out. And Ed Joyce, 84. And that mention of the Leprechauns, they're none of those batsmen are very tall. And you'd almost imagine them, when they're not wearing batting helmets, wearing little green hats with buckles on them. But it was a win. And it's a win that, quite interestingly, their captain, William Porterfield, is saying is not an upset. They believe from the moment going into this game in Nelson in New Zealand, they were going to win. And what it does is draws attention to the fact that the people running the International Cricket Council and preparing for the next World Cup don't want what are known as associate members playing in the next World Cup. But, Ireland's cricket they beat England in the last World Cup.
Well, who's their next game against?
That's a good question. I haven't looked that one up yet.
I just heard the captain sounding very confident that they're going to win the second game as well.
Yeah, I did hear who it was, and now it's gone out of my mind. But look, it was a big performance yesterday. I must say, watching it, and I watched it most of the day yesterday, the West Indies did not look switched on at all. You got the feeling that some of their number were probably taking far more interest in what was happening in India with the IPL auction to see what they're getting. And this is the problem with West Indian cricket, and a bit like their people been before in the Caribbean. They've all become privateers now for whom playing for not their country, this amalgamation known as the West Indies is less important than perhaps playing in a 2020 game and getting lots and lots of rupees.
Okay, let's talk footy in soccer. Perth Glory in the headlines for the right and the wrong reasons.
Yeah, well, Perth Glory is on top of the A-League ladder, but sadly for them, two of their players have been arrested by police in Adelaide after the 1-1 draw against Adelaide United, facing all the usual disciplinary things, and everyone saying all the right things. We take our players' behaviour very seriously and they'll be punished, and it doesn't matter whether you're an Irish international or whether you're a first year player, you'll be treated the same, and so on, all those platitudes that we get when these things happen after nightclubs. But the other good news for Perth is that the city will host the Socceroos' first World Cup qualifier on the way to the year 2018. So that's a big announcement there, getting us all thinking about the next World Cup. Although I guess after the win in the Asian Cup, a lot of people were starting to throw forward to that already.
And just briefly, still saying footy, the AFL's contingency plan for Essendon was released yesterday.
Yeah, well, some Essendon players, or a number of Essendon players still at the club, have been charged by SAR to show cause notices and so on. If they're going to miss the NAB Cup, and to allow Essendon to compete, they're going to be allowed to take players from their own VFL list and the lists of other VFL clubs in Victoria, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you.
Thanks very much. Warwick Hadfield,